Everyone knows the sugya, that's the most famous sugya in Gan Shas. The sugya of Diyoy. You hear me? You can hear me, Shlomi? I mean, Mishal, you can hear me clearly? Can you hear me? Okay, good. Diyoy. I'm daf. I intestine a base. Diyoy kidei lichtaif. Shteyoy siyos. The shi'ur of ink is to write two letters. Tell the Braisa, we learned in the Braisa, the Braisa says that when you take out two oisios, it does not make a difference whether it's two oisios of ink. In other words, ink drying. Let's say the ink has dried, it's congealed. It's drying, you take it out, yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Because you can melt it. If you take the dry ink and you melt it, it can turn back into ink. Let's say the ink is wet, it's in the colmus, it's in the quill. The kalmorin is the Aramaic word for an ink well. In other words, it does not make a difference. If you take out the ink, it does not make a difference. The Gemara is saying there's no chilek. How you take out the ink. Okay, it does not make them where the ink is dry. Where the ink is in the inkwell, where the ink is in the kolmos, you can be chayv thing or two letters. Boy, rova, ois achas b'diyoy v'yosa ois achas b'kolmos. Excuse me. Ois achas b'kalmorin mahu. Let us say you take out two letters. One of the, and you take out two letters one of these three ways. one letter you take out dry ink. And the other chatzis shir you take out in the kolmus, are they mitzdoreif? That's the shaila. Amar, the Gemara says, Mahu atalocha teku, this question shall stand. Amar Rava, hayitzish the oisyos the uksavan shul mahalich, nu shaila. Let's say you take out two letters, and you write down the letters while you are traveling. So the in other words, while you're walking, you take out dioi. And the hanocha is you deposit the ink the oifan kisiva. Is that called a hanocha? Because it's a very long shaila. The shaila is what is that? This come over here is mamish devarim ha'imdim beruma shalolam. What is a hanocha? Hanocha is this goes back to the beginning of the Masechta Shabbos. I'm talking about a lot of alumnus. Why did the Masechta Shabbos begin with the laws of Chaitzah? Because Chaitzah is a Malacha Gerua. Why is Chaitzah Malacha Gerua? You have not made a change in the object. All you've done is you've just transported the object. Here, you didn't just transport the ink. You made a change in the ink. The ink, it's not Gerua. Look what you've done. You've taken this ink and you did the Akira, but the Hanocha is not Gerua. The Hanocha was creative labor. So we want to say now a tremendous Chiddush, Rabbi Sholeiman, tremendous Chiddush. Is that what? What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that if the Hanocha involves creative labor, it's too good for Haitzah. The whole Mahus of Haitzah is, the Mahus is a Malacha Gerua. A Malacha Gerua means there's no change in the object. The Malacha is transportation, location A to location B. Here, the Hanocha, the way you made the Hanocha was by making it not Gerua. You took a blob of ink, and you made the blob of ink into something creative. Into the tzura of Oisiyai Shebohem Nivru Shemaim Va'aretz. So the Hanocha is not Gerua. The Hanocha is creative. So the Gemara Shail is, if does creativity take away from the Mahus of the Malacha of Haitzah, which by definition must be Gerua? You hear? The Malacha of Haitzah is Gerua. But now I'm upgrading it. It's not just Gerua, this creativity. So maybe that's not the malacha. It's too good to be a malacha. Or when you want to go say, "Mechayef k'siva," so gezuda yechayef k'siva, but you're not chayef haitzah. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
This is a very lam shaila. This is not a pasha shaila. There's a lamness over here that it's not gerua. I ended the meeting by mistake. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Are you back? You back with me? Back with me? Back with me? Shlomi? I mean, Yibshol? You there? Oh no, they're all gone. He's gone. What happened to them? Oh no, he's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Oh, he's back. Something guy, I think by mistake my Gemara pressed the button. I was pressing on, I'm on a laptop over here. I think by mistake it pressed. Will you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go right. Let's go right. It's just me and you. Who's this other guy that disappeared? Who was he? Who is he called? I don't even know who this guy is. Someone over here is spying on us. By the way, I need your help. I need your help, Shol. The rabbi, he asked me that on Sunday he wants to resume the shiur that he says Sunday morning. Problem is, two-thirds of the shiur, there are three people in the shiur. There's me and there are two other people. And those three people, they're not coming anywhere. It's anytime soon to shul. They're sheltered in place. So he wants me to do it through Zoom. He wants me, I should Zoom it. He'll learn with me and they're going to learn through Zoom. So my question to you is, once we're doing it Zoom, can you maybe send out a text to the Olam, to the shul, that everyone should join? Now that we're doing Zoom, they don't have to leave their house. They can all join the Rav Shir Sunday morning through Zoom. Maybe we'll pick up someone.
Okay,
maybe we can pick up, they can call in, they can dial in also. They can dial in like you, they can do the Zel Mazach like you, they can dial in. The Rav was okay with it, the Rav said it's fine. Okay, I'll ask the Rav. He told me Zoom is fine, I told him Zoom, he says it's fine. Zoom date. Amrava. Is the Hanachi here, we're upgrading, it's not a Melech Gerua. We're no longer in the ghetto of Melech Gerua because of the upgrade. Vaita, Amarava, another Halacha, Yamarava. Yamarava, Hoitzi, Oisachas, Iksava, Vichoza. You take out one letter and you write it. And you write one, you take out ink for one letter and you write it down. Vichoza, Vichoitzi, Oisachas, you take out another, different another letter, Vichsava, Potter. You're going to be exempt. Why are you going to be exempt? Why? Potter, my time, what's the reason? Be Idna, Dafkum, Besraisa, Chosale, Lishiura, Dekamaisa. Because when you take out the second ice, you no longer have the shear of the first ice. Since the first ice has dried, it has dried, it has sheltered in place the deer of the first ice. So I take out the second ice, this felt ice, and the shear of the eye. Here the chiddush, you have to have the hanachat bevat sachas. V'yamarava, nalalach, hoitzi chatzi geroi geres. You take out a chatzi of a dried fig. A gregaris is a dried fig, right? A gregaris is a dried fig. So the shear of itself, food is a gregaris. Let's say hoitzi chatzi gira geres achas v'nicha, and you put it down. V'chaz hoitzi chatzi geres achas, not chatzi geres v'nicha. Rishoyin and nasa k'mi shekod l'kelev oy shenishrefa potter. So you examine, because since you put down the first piece, it's like it no longer exists, and you don't have the shear. Frek the gemara one of yamaychal mechal mancha. What are you talking about? But it's there. It didn't go anywhere. A dog did not eat it. What's the problem? I took out a chatzi shear. I put it down. I then took out another chatzi shear and I put it down. Why? When I took out the second shear, the first shear was there. No dog came and took it away. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. If you did it the way we just explained, you're going to be chayif. If I take out a chatzi shear and I put it down, and then I take out another chatzi shear and I put it down, I'm going to be chayif. The case that we said before, that you're going to be potter kamar v'im kodam v'igbia rishayna, koidem hanochas shnia nases k'rishayna k'mish niklito oishnishra for potter. The case over here is good. Let us say that you picked that you did a hagbah. If you take out a chatzi shear, you do a hanocha, and then before you take out the second chatzi shear, you magbia, you pick it up, or someone else picks it up, even if you do not destroy it, and then you take out another chatzi shear, and now you put it down. No, you potter, because in this case, since someone did a hagbah on the first chatzi shear, so you were mevatel the hanocha. And it, even though in Mitzias the item is still in existence, it has not gone anywhere, it's suspended in the air by someone holding on to it, or even by you yourself. The bottom line is, it's felt ois in the Hanocha. Good? That's a Chiddush. Good. V'amarava. Nu Halacha. Hoitzi chatzi gogeres v'nicha v'choz v'hoitzi chatzi gogeres v'evira derech olecha. Chayif. Nu Halacha. If you take out a chatzi gergeris and you put it down on the ground, v'chazar v'hoitzi chatzi gergeris, another chatzi gergeris ve'viro derech olecha, and pass in the airspace above the first chatzi gergeris, and it's within three tefachim, even though it has not come to rest, automatically you're chayiv, because we say lavud, and we say it's as if it's already down on the ground, and now you have in one location a full gergeris that you've done a melacha v'hoitzi. Did not rest. The Gemara says Kigoyin Shaviro Toich Shaloisha. It went within three tefachim of the lower one. In fact, the Gemara, why the Amar Rava Toich Shaloisha Rabbanim Tzarach Chanocha Al Gavi Mashu? There's not on your potter. There's no such thing. If a person takes something into the Shusharabim and he does not put it down, even though he's holding it in his hand above three tefachim, hold within three tefachim, the halacha is if it's in your hands. If halach is, if it's within three tefachim, it's not called resting. It has to at least rest on a mashahu. And here, since it's not resting on the mashahu, you need potter. The Gemara is like kosher, kam bezurik, kam b'mavir. It's not so. When we have a halacha, that if something is within three tefachim, it does not count. It has to come to rest on something physical. That's when you're throwing it. When you're throwing something, even though it's within three tefachim, it's not considered to be resting on the ground because it's being thrown, it's suspended in midair. But if a person is holding on to something, you're holding, so therefore you, the person, the balabas, is anchored on the ground, and you're holding in an object, then the law is, even if the object does not itself come to physically rest on the ground, even if it's being suspended by you within three tefachim, that's as if it's called a hanocha, and you're going to be chayiv. That's the lamed. The lamed over here is when it comes to hanocha, night in hanocha, hanocha means a person. What is the Gemara coming to teach over here? The din of hanocha is shach to the gov. This is a ton of lamed. Ton of lamed over here is the Gemara is fatayshin the whole mahus of hanocha. If you notice all of these Gemaras, if you want to go be mine into the depth of the Gemara, each Gemara is coming to be mechadish to you a naya unfang in the din of hanocha. What is the hanocha? This last prophecy of the hanocha is that the hanocha combines with the balabas. The hanocha is not just in the object. The object is not purely the subject. The object connects to the person who is responsible for coming to rest. This goes back to the side of Melechus Machsheves. We always go back to the side, what is the Kavana? And the middle that takes the object back to the person. The Hanach is purely totally in the object. So if you are holding the object in your hand and the object is within three tefachim, you should be potter. The object itself never came to rest. The din of Hanocha demands that the object come to rest. But now the Yimchadesh, that the Hanocha is shaykh to the person, since the person who's holding the object is resting, and in his hand he has the object, and the object is within three tefachim, we're going to be mitstarif, and of lovud, of the object to the person, to make it enough of a chashivas, of a mashu, that it's considered to be Hanocha. That only works, the lomdus, when you say that the din of Hanocha also relates to the balabas, not just to the object. You hear the words?
Yep.
That's a chiddush. It's another chiddush. Another unfang of hanocha. Hanocha is already two chiddushim. Hanocha over here is shaych to the person. And the other hanocha is that hanocha is called the enormous hanocha gura. And we learn the merdi zach that if you upgrade the melacha of haitzah where it's not gura, where the hanocha involves creative labor, it doesn't take away from the hanocha, because you can argue that's not called the hanocha. The ma'atus of haitzah must be gerua. If you make haitzah into not gerua, you're taking away from the ma'atus of haitzah. And that's not what the Torah is mechayiv. You can't make new rules. The Torah was mechayiv haitzah on malacha gerua. If you upgrade your malacha haitzah into a malacha that's not gerua, maybe you're going to be potter. Kamash malon, no, you're still going to be chayiv. That was the first. And this was this halacha. Okay, we didn't develop the chidushim. That we're gonna have to wait for another time, to develop a naya chidushim in the din of hanocha. New gemara. Talking about hoitzi chazik ogeres v'chaz hoitzi chazik ogeres behel mecha naya din. Naya unta. A person takes out on Shabbos a chazik ogeres v'chaz hoitzi chazik ogeres behel mecha chayif. You take out two chazik ogeres with one state of forgetfulness, you're gonna be chayif. Okay, that's an important halacha. You don't, it's a very tremendous chiddush, by the way. I mean, that's part of what we've seen until now. Is that the melacha v'itzah does not need the sheer don devasachas. Maybe you can argue that when you do melacha v'itzah, you have to take out the whole sheer in one shot. if you take out a chatzi shir and another chatzi shir, even though it's pil mechad, it's chatzi shir, chatzi shir. That's not called a malacha. Kamash v'lon, it's like eating. When you eat, do you have to swallow? Let me ask you a simple shayla. When you eat, Mr. Forrest, I'm sorry what happened. It got disconnected. I'm sorry that happened. It got disconnected over here. Now over here, when you take out. When you take out the chatzi gorgeres, when you eat, do you have to swallow the whole beitz, the whole kezayis in one shot? Do you have hisur zach? You have to swallow the whole kezayis, the helamecha, in one swallow? There's no such thing. Ridiculous. You can eat, if your person eats a little bit, and it's all mitzvah to a kezayis, you're chayif. Just, it's an affair of Gemara. The Gemara says, see, if a person takes out a chatzi zayis, and then he takes out another chatzi zayis, it's chayif. Oh, but I didn't think of the whole shir in one shot. You see, you don't need to do the mites of haitzah in one shot. You can do it little by little. So too, when you eat, you don't need to swallow the whole kezayis in one shot. You can swallow a little bit, swallow a little more, until sef kol sef, you mitztaf all the pratim until you have a full shir of a kezayis. The briska chumra, the lo pesach, when these guys, they chew, and then they swallow the whole kezayis in one shot. This is richtig. This is not normal. This is not a mahalach. This is not normal. It's a new religion. All these chumas, you have to have no makar. You can choke. And it's a ferish of Gemara. The Gemara is a ferish. You take a chatzi, you chayiv. Chaitzah is no different than achila. And Sholim, you understand what I just said?
Yeah.
Bait. Let's have a break. Take a chatzi gorgeres, and then you go have a break. You go for a cigarette, and you come back. So the halach is going to be, you're going to be potter. Why are you potter? You're going to be potter because there was a hefsek. Rabbi Yosi Omer behelamechad. Now he has a naidin. Lehelamechad lushlechad chayiv. The shtei rishuyus potter. Now what does it mean over here? That means like this. It means you have two rishus harabins. Now, could you imagine that? You have a double, you take a chatzi zai, a chatzi shir to rishos harabim echad. Let's make believe for argument's sake, a make believe case. This is mamish make believe. Ocean Avenue is a rishos harabim, and Coney Island is a rishos harabim. Make believe. So you live in between. You live on East 7th Street, and you take out of your house a chatzi gergeres, and you go into the middle of Ocean Parkway, and you put it down on the ground. You go back home, and you take another chatzi gergeres, and you go to Coney Island Avenue, and you put it down on the ground. So you've now taken out two chatzi shir, and you've deposited them in two separate rishos harabims. What is the halacha? Okay, Mr. Roman Force, you're going to be chayif. That's the Chiddush. It says over here. Wait a minute. Did I turn on tape recorder? Yes, I did. Weiter. So therefore, nochmals. Remember, chayiv chazi gerez. Because we're going to chayiv. B'shtei olamos. For the Rebbe Yosef, behel mechal l'shach echad one rishus chayiv. L'shtei rishuyos potter. But two rishuyos, you're going to be potter. In other words, two separate rishus harabims. Because that's already mechalik. That already is mechalik. Amar Rava, v'hu sheyesh chiyuv chatas b'dim. The only time they're going to be two rishus. The only time you're going to be, the two rishus rabbins are going to be chayiv is when you have in between the two rishus rabbins, you have a chiyuv chatas b'neim. You have a rishus hayochid in between the two rishus rabbins. But Avul Karmel is, but let's say between Coney Island and Ocean Avenue, between Coney Island and Ocean Parkway, you have a Karmelis law. You're going to be potter, because then it's not one rishus, it's not one makan. You're going to be potter. Abaya Omar, Abaya's Afilu Karmelis, even a Karmelis no, because a Karmelis is not a rishus deraisa. It's not a Rishus D'Araisa Mela that's not strong enough to be mafsik between the two Rishus Harabims, so you're going to be chayiv. If you take a Chatzis Shir to Coney Island and a Chatzis Shir to Ocean Parkway, you're going to be chayiv because the Karmel is not significant enough to be mafsik. Avol Pisla Aloy, but let's say there's a beam. A Pisla. What's a Pisla? A pisla is a plank of wood. It prevents your movement. Loi, that's mafsik. Why is it mafsik? Pisla is found in the sugya of a divorce. The man gives his wife a get. He must be in the same rishus as his wife. Let's say there's a plank of wood between him and her. The pisla is mafsik between him and her, and it's not considered, and he puts the object on his side of the pisla, of the plank of wood in the street, they're not divorced. That's the chiddush. A pisla is worse than a karmelis. A pisla is just an obstacle. That's what it says over here. What does it say over here in Rashi? Rashi says, pisla, Rashi, look at the Rashi on the side, mamish, right across the side, right straight across, eitz, shoychev, l'rochbo, shel, rishus, rama, a piece of wood that is lying along the width of the rishus, harabim, l'rochbo, shel, sharabim, umali, esru, kol, rochbo, v'hoitzi, chatzi, gogeres, mibesa, mikan, v'chatzi, gogeres, mikan, yipater, why? Next Rashi, if you look, there's a picture, okay, if you look, there's a picture, Rashi, sharabim, sharabim, that's the previous sugya. Kirishus gitin dami, or leigin gitin pisla rishus lenafshe he kidamin bazarek ahud gaver dezar gita lidabisu bechatseroi in his courtyard in gider gita v'nafal bepifsla. I don't know what that word means, but the get fell in the pisla. V'oki hasam shehishil lamakim bechatseroi. The case there was he lent her. I want to give you the get. Come to my house. I'm going to lend you a portion of my courtyard. It'll be yours, so that when I throw the get into this portion, it's as if it's resting in your rishus. Chad mokoy mushli inish trein mikoy mosloy mushli inish. But you don't lend two places. So therefore, the problem was that he went and he lent. He has a courtyard and he lent her a mokoy, an area, and in the area where he lent it to her, there was a board. A board does not only give us the dimensions, but it said that it's mafsik, and he put the get on one side of the board, and the halacha was, and she was standing on one side of the board, and he put the get on the other side of the board. The halacha is she's not divorced, because the pisla is mafsik between one side and the other side. Since he said to his wife, I want to lend you a makoim, he's only lending her one makom, not two makomos. The fact that there's a pisla that's separating between where she is standing and where he is standing, that means that after the pisla, that's not her makom. So if he puts the get on his side of the beam and on her side of the beam, she is not divorced. So what do we learn from the laws of Gitin? A pisla is mafsik. Here comes our shaila. Let us say we have two rishus harabims, and the only thing that's being mafsik between the two rishus harabims is a pisla. The law is, if you take out a chatzig or geris to one side of the pisla, and another chatzig or geris the other side of the pisla, ain't in the good eshes. Then she's not, you're not chayiv, you're potter. Because you're taking out the two rishuyos that are completely separate. The law of Shabbos demands you take out a shear to one rishus. Oh, what about a karmelist? There's a karmelist that's mafsig b'neyem. A karmelist is not an obstacle. A karmelist is just no man's land. You learn from this gemara here an incredible insight. You learn over here murdigal musa haskel and halacha and agada hashkafa. The soides of ma'aseh bereishis are found over here nafpei and mesechta Shabbos. He's telling you that even a klein azach, a pisla. What's a pisla? Garnish and garnished. It's a piece of wood. It's a piece of nothing, but it protrudes. It's a marker. It separates. People, when they look at it, they see.
Is that word pisla something to do with the Goyisha holidays?
A pisla? Not in the context of this Gemara. In this Gemara, what can I tell you? All I know is eight shaychev l'rochbay shel rishus haradim, a malik l'rochbay, a piece of wood. A little piece of wood, it says an eight. It's lying down. And this piece of wood goes from end to end. That's all it says. Okay, it's not dalet al dalet, it's not gevoya yud, it's not a mechit, it's not a tzuzah pesach. It's just a piece of wood that creates an obstacle. Teeny little zach makes a bump in the road. That is enough to be mafsik. The hafsak is azogrois. You can prevent the person from mechiv misa. That's the difference. The guy's not going to die because the two rishuyos. When it comes to a get, she's not divorced. The meila, if she's mezaneh, zechiv mamzer. And the Eish Ish. What are you talking about? What are you mafsik? What's the hefsik? A kleine zach, a piece of wood that's thin. You can barely notice it. Yet, if let's say in between the two Rishus Harabims, you have a massive field, like the Flampush, Mamish, Carmelis. You have an area that goes from one place to the other place, a big open area. It's a Carmelis. But guess what? There are no mechitzos. There's no division. It's smooth sailing. Even though it's massive, it's not called a hefsik. It's like one big Rishus Harabim, the Musahaskil is it in life. Even if you have big, wide, open areas of emptiness, of a void, of accomplishment, big deal. As long as it's not damaging, all of your mice and tovim, all of the Rishus Rabims, they all come together. But if a person has an impediment in between the mice and tovim, a pisla, a shtikl avera, he did a little avera, comes home at night, he says a little lashon hara, he goes on a website that he shouldn't be going to, he goes and he doesn't daven ma'ariv like he's supposed to. It's a pisla. But the pitzla's mafsik between the avoidus hayom of yesterday and the avoidus hayom of tomorrow. The guy would come at 5 o'clock and just go to sleep and sleep for 12 hours till the next day. He wasted 12 hours, did nothing. So what? He did no harm. He did no harm. He's like a carmelis. Carmelis? No big deal. We can be mitzadef the avoidus of yesterday to the avoidus of tomorrow. Because it's just one open area, there's no impediment. But if it's a kleina, little impediment, a pisla, it's going to be mafsik. And you shall leave me, hear what I'm saying? What? Weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara. Next. Kechoil. Kachol. Kachol ayin achas. Kachol is eye makeup. Okay, women put on eye makeup. I don't know why. There's certain things I never understood why women would do. I never understand why women put on lipstick. I think it is absolutely gross. It's disgusting. What in the world are they doing? It's like, ich, what are you doing? Ich, like disgusting. Who would want to do that? I'll never understand this. Also, eye makeup, I don't understand. I was like, what are you painting? What are you painting your eye? What is this? This is a show? What are you doing over here? Clown painting your eyes? I really don't get it. So, it comes to eyes, kachol, kachol ayin achas, only one eye. Can you imagine a woman goes out with one eye painted? She looks funny. She looks worse than not painting all together. These guys over here on the back, they think they're on television over here. These guys over here, they think they're on television over here. They're all laughing. They're laughing their head off. I'm sure, Lim, you can see this. You should see what's going on over here. These guys, like, they ever see these commercials on television, and then the guy in the reporter, they hang out in the back and they make all these funny things. They want these guys over here in shul. They see themselves over here and they're making with their face and their fingers over here like they're on television. Little do they know, no one's watching. Weiter. Kechol kedei lekachel ayin achas. One eye. Ayin achas chol loy kachachle. If I get one eye loy kachachle. What are you doing? One eye is worthless. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna k'shekein tznuis kechelos ayin achas. The tznuis. What in the world is this, the tznuis? Rashi, this pilei ploim. K'shehol chais mutafais ve'ein megalis ela ayin echor lirois v'kechalos oisai. A burka. This is the makar for the burka. Daf pei amid aleph and misach the Shabbos to wear a burka. You hear? The nashim. So I think we should write this up in the FJJ and the Hamodia and all the magazines in honor of Corona. All the women of Flapper should wear burkas. Not like the Arabs. Better. Only one eye should be visible. You mask him to this new takana. Murdig, yeah, right. Wait until they come down to us. Vaita, Shalchas, Mutav is only one eye. Vaita in the Gemara, one eye. Pile ploim. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, Aymer Kachol, Im Rufua, Kide Lachal Ayanachas, Im Keshet, Bebezinayim. Oh, so what do you see over here? If it's for medicine, then in Echnavi medicine, you only need to do what you damaged. But if it's for beauty, beauty, then you need over here, then you need Taka two eyes. Vaita. Next halacha, it is a Targuma Hillel, Bereid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So what does it say? So it says Beferish, two eyes, and the Gemara. Tag my hill of bread of the Shubh Shubh Nachmeni Kitanya he be I ra niois. What do you mean be your niois? The benois kefarim Rashi says, Einam shikos let's niois kol kach, ein sechaik vikalus rosh mosi sham, the ama muatin, the ein mechasin penem kecholos beis naim. This Rashi is a bomb. This Rashi is a gem, an unbelievable gem. Unbelievable gem when it's over here. It says over here that it's not the pshat and that and the prutzais. It's not a chilek between the prutzais and the tznuis. That in the kvarim, ironos means in the kvarim, the benois kefarim. Einem tzrichos tznius kolkach. You know why? Because the men are on a higher madrega. The men behave themselves. When the men behave themselves, then the Noshim are able to beautify themselves because there's no danger. When the men are prutzois, then the Noshim have to be bigger tznuois. Okay, it's Yidua that years ago by the Gedolei Yisrael, there was no mechitzois by weddings. They sat mixed seating. They sat without mechitzois. They did things that today are not acceptable. So is it the pshat, the Gedolei Yisrael, from the Friedrich Doris, they were not religious? Is that the pshat? Here is the answer. Here it is. Masech the Shabbos, Nafpeh and Alf. This Rashi, this site is Pumfakert. She'ein sechoik v'kalus roish motzu sham. Okay, there was no sechoik and kalus roish. And the people were few. There were no problems. The ein mechasim pneim and kachlus bezan was not the ein mechasim, and the melech they're allowed to color both eyes. Is that a chiddush or what? Okay, this Rashi speaks volumes about the difference in times. It's a mature understanding of how the world has changed. Not like we think that we're firmer than them. Meshuga pum vakert. They were. In much firmer than us, in the middle, they didn't need the gedolim that we have to have today. Klar? Are you sure you're still there?
Yeah.
Falling asleep? Vait in the Gemara. Vait in the Gemara. Next. Shaiva, the elite in Alpinek of Katan. Wax. What's the shifa itself of wax? To put wax on a nekef katan, a small hole. A hole of what? What kind of hole are we talking about? What kind of hole are we talking about over here? What kind of hole? What kind of hole are we talking about? A barrel. We're talking about a barrel. The barrel has a hole in the barrel, and you want to go prevent the barrel from leaking. That's why you put wax. It was a sealant. This was before the days of silicone, before the days of grout, before the days of all these modern technologies. They used to take wax and put wax on holes to close up a leak. Right in the Gemara. Devek, what is the shear of glue? The Gemara says, Kadesh litin b'rosh ha-shaf-shaf. What's a shaf-shaf? A small board. In other words, they would glue boards together. Okay, a board, a shaf-shaf is a board. A board, vayta. Tell them the b'raisa, Kadesh litin b'rosh shaf-shaf, she-b'rosh koneh shel tzayad. What kind of board are we talking about? What kind of board? A trapper. They use small boards to trap birds. A tzayod, by definition, means to trap a bird. And they had these boards. And these boards were used, I have no idea what they were. They were not telling them, they had some type of contraption. They used it to catch birds. And these boards were used to achieve this goal. And if a person takes some glue to go and make this thing, then you're going to be chai. Weiter. Zephes, pitch. The gophers and sulfur. in order to close up a hole. They also did it with pitch and sulfur in order to close up a hole. Turn on the brisa, kedei lasas nekev katan, the brisa is pumpakert. Not to close up a hole, but instead to make a hole. I'm sorry, the shear is telasos nekev, it means to close. The brayer says no, it means not to close up a hole, it means to make a hole. These ingredients are normal. Telasos nekev katan. And this refers to a kli shenoisnim by kesef chai. What does that mean over here? On the bottom it says over here, what it means is shenoisnim espia kli bezefes and begafres. Shiroitz lohitzi menu kesef chai. Oisim nekev katan v'achar shesim lohitzi ma shiroitz lohitzi ma shiroitz bezefes and begafres. Okay, so it is to close. Everyone agrees that the zephis, the gophers, is made to close up a hole. What type of utensil are we referring to? What do you mean a hole? A hole of what? A basket? A barrel of wine? It's not so. A barrel of wine, they use wax. When it says over here they use zephis and gophers to close a hole, it means a silver, a smith. I don't know the terminology. You need someone that has a phenomenal vocabulary, like your wife. She can come over here and teach us all the good hard words. The word over here refers to some type of instrument that they would use to smelt metal. They would dissolve metal, silver, into liquid, and then they would be stored in the utensil, and then they would open the spout to let out the molten silver into a mold to make a utensil. But they were very precise exactly how much silver they would want to be let out. And they would want to immediately, when they reached the quota, when they reached the measure that they were satisfied with, it would be time to seal the hole. How would they seal the hole? They would use pitch and sulfur. So the law is, the amount of pitch and sulfur one needs to be chayfa yitzah is the same amount of pitch and sulfur that is necessary to seal up a hole from this smelting silver smith. Is that good?
Perfect.
Is the shear very boring?
Very, very informative.
It's informative, but it's boring.
Not boring at all. You're right. Very clear.
Weiter, Gemara. Next. Now we go to a Nai Unfang. A Nai Unfang says over here, Charsis. What's a charsis? Charsis is a brick that has been pulverized. Take a levena, and you make it into dust. What's the shear? Kidei lazas pikur. The amount is to make the opening of goldsmith. Now we're going from a silversmith of the previous sugya to a goldsmith. And the goldsmith is the zelbazach. The goldsmith, what he would do is, he would have an oven where he would melt gold, and they would put, there was a bellows, and in this hole they would operate the bellows to add oxygen into the oven in order the fire should burn with intensity in order to melt the gold. And what happens? When they achieved the desired result of doing, they would take out the bellow, and they would have to seal the hole where the bellow is inserted. That is what it explains. Charsis, how would you seal the hole? You could not use pitch. It wouldn't work. It's too, the hole is too big. They would fashtup into this hole what's called charsis. Okay, so if you go in a time machine back to this era in time, you know exactly what to do. They have an oven, and the oven they use in this oven to melt gold. And the way they use the oven is they have to have oxygen, and they bang back and forth on the like a fan, and they stick it into this hole, And then when they finish putting this fan doing its job, they pull the fan out of the hole and they seal the hole temporarily, I guess, with charsis. If you take out on Shabbos enough charsis to achieve this result, this need, then is the chiv of charis. Okay, it's the P, the opening of the core. The core means the kiln of those who purify gold. Next, lememra. Does this mean the shiur of Yehuda Nafish? Now, the one that said this, there were two opinions in the Mishnah. What is the shiur of charsis? If we go back to the Halakha Mishnah, the Mishnah is all the way back 2 days ago, 3 days ago. We have to turn so many pages here in this sefer. Okay, if you go back over here, all the way back, Ayin Ches. It was a long Mishnah. Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. No. Ayin Ches Amid Beis. It says Zephes the Gofnis Kedelases Nekev. In order not to make a nekev, it means in order to seal the nekev of the silver utensil, where you liquefy silver. Next, shaiva, the Mishnah says, kleitin al pi nekev katan on a barrel. Charsis, kedelasas pi kor shel tsarfei zof. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kedelasas pit put subin, kleitin al pi kor shel tsarfei zof. A pit put. What is a pit put? Rashi says a regel lemakay moishev hakor shayu moshivim al kain on a base on a foundation moishev hakor shayu moshivim al kain ha'asul l'kach to make a leg for the platform upon which you put this oven. Now the Gemara is saying over here that Rabbi Yehuda is indicating that the amount, the Gemara makes an assumption, the amount of charsis that you need in order to make this leg for the foundation, for the platform upon which you rest the oven, is going to be larger, lememra. The Gemara over here says, lememra, does this mean over here to say, lememra, does this mean to say the shiur de Rabbi Yehuda Nafish? It's larger. The Gemara assumes now the amount of charsis you need to make a leg for the platform upon which you put the oven that is used to melt gold is more than the amount of charsis you need to seal the hole in which you insert the bellow. So lememra, does this mean to say the shiur de Rabbi Yehuda Nafish? About Hakaimalon, this year the Rabbana Nafish. We have a tradition, a time-honored tradition given to us, Torah Mesinai, that the Rabbana, they have the larger measure. The Gemara says, Rav Yudai Merak, the Lito Hemenu Midas Mino Likaton. And the Gemara there says, it's not, how do you know that? What's the Makar for that? It's not, Rav Yudai Merak, Shiroi, the Shir of a Gemi. The Gemara now wants to go and make an analogy. Let's see the other Shi'urim of Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll use that as a model, a paradigm for all of the other Shi'urim. And the source of the paradigm is going to be Gemi. Gemi means reeds. Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the reeds, in the Gemi. Okay, Gemi is a very important part of our tradition, because Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the Gemi. And what does it say there? Rabbi Yehuda says, the Shi'ur is, the shear of Gemi is to make a sieve. According to the Rabbanan, the shear of the Gemi is enough to make a sieve. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shi'ur de little hemen midas mina lakatan. The shear of Gemi is enough Gemi in order to use limdoi imoi ragla shal kadim harayso umen shiasin na'al demida. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda over here holds is machmir. Now, when we say the shear of Yehuda is machmir, I made a mistake. Dvarim shemarti lochem Torah sein biyadi. I made a mistake. I told him he has a larger measure. Kova keret. Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. When he's more machmir, that results in having a smaller measure. A smaller, right? It's a smaller measure, exactly. So problem here is, Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to the gemi, how much gemi do you need to take out to be chay for gemi? According to Rabbanan, you need enough gemi in order to make a sieve. That's a lot. You need to weave it back and forth. It's a very big avodah. You need a lot of gemi to make a sieve. Along comes Ravida. No, you need just one piece of gemi, a piece that's large enough to use as a measurement for a child. For child, the kinderlach, a child wants. You want to go buy for the child new pair of shoes, so you need to know what is the size of his foot. So you take a gemi and you measure the size of his foot with the gemi, and you cut the gemi exactly where the foot ends. You know exactly what size is, and you show that size to the shoemaker, and the shoemaker makes a pair of shoes exactly that size. That's one piece. And Rabbi Yehuda says you chayavim for one piece. The Rabbanan say gemi, you only chayav take out enough gemi to make a sieve, which means you need like 50 pieces. So you see that who's more machne? Rabbi Huda's more machne. That even taking out one piece, you can be chayif. Kasha is that when Rabbanon say charsis, let's say it's a small amount. Rabbi Huda says you have to make the leg for the foundation, for the leg for the platform of the oven, which is a lot more than the size of the hole. So how could it be that when it comes to the case of the oven, Rabbi Yehuda holds this to a larger measure, and when it comes to the case of the gemi, it's a smaller measure. Mistava, the ikar is the smaller measure. So how can you say it refers to the leg of the oven, which is a larger measure than the Rabbana? This is the Gemara's kasha. I'm sure Shalim understands this. Vait, the answer is, you're right, Eimah Kidei Losud Pitput Kiro Kitano, you're right. It's a mistake. It doesn't mean to make the leg. No, it means lasut, to smear a coat, a small coat of the gemi on the pitput. The mali as a bekayim should pitput kiro kitano, the cracks of the leg of the kiro kitano. You're not actually making the leg itself. You're just smearing the cracks of the leg. Okay, that's the shear. So therefore, that indeed is less than actually making the leg. Good? Vaita. Now we go to the next part. We go back to the bottom. The bottom of the shear is the shear when it comes to the shear of charsis was in order to fill up the hole. Is to fill up the hole of the where you put the bellows in. Tan Rabbanan Hamaitzi Shukri Lagalva Yesa Tit Nu Halacha. A purse takes out enough tit, enough charsis, in order Lagalva Yesa Tit. That's the same as this explanation. How much charsis, enough charsis, when you mix it with water, you'll be able to go and seal up the opening of the core, the kiln, of those who purify gold. Next, Sid. Isn't it amazing? Charsis is a Musa Haskel in this Gemara. Charsis is worthless. What is charsis? A levena is nothing. A levena is a man-made product. An even is a product of Hashem. A levena is a man-made product. The levena now has crumbled into dust. It has decomposed. So it's mamish. It represents the psoilus of man. Gold? This is the greatest zach in the world. Uzahav ha'oretz ha'hi toiva. It's the only mineral that is described in the Bereshis about Eretz Yisrael. Uzahav ha'oretz ha'hi toiva. Shom ha'bidoylach ve'even ha'shoyam. Okay, it's zav. And look at this. In order to make zav, you have to take the psoilus of man. A levena was a man-made product. In Babel, there were no stones. So what did they do? Fatihilahem a levena ke'even. And what happened to the levena? The levena crumbles into charsis. And the shi'ur of charsis to be chayef al yitzah on Shabbos is enough to serve the zav. In order to make the zav, in order to produce the most valuable product in this world, you need charsis. the Zav has to come on to the Menshala who made the Levena, and the Levena crumbled. Hear the Vart? Vaita, Sid, they lost, so it's in the loss. What was the amount of Sid? What do we learn about the Sid? The share of Sid is in order to do what? Etzba Kitana Shebabonis. Okay, they would take some lime and they would smear a finger on little girls. For what purpose? To make it look red. If a woman has a reddish complexion, then she is desirable. And even an Etzba Kitana. Etzba Kitana is an erva. And here it says that even the bonus kitanas, they would take a small amount of sid and they would apply it to a pinky in order to make it look red, that it should look yofe, rashes. Rash says, darkon losud eskol haguf leha'adin. It was their derech to smear on their entire body sid to have a reddish complexion. If you take out enough sid for an etzba kitana, that's already enough. The Yetzirah can be shoylet even with an etzba ketan. Isn't it amazing? Because it lost it. Ton of the rice are called lost it etzba ketan and shoylonis. Even that, that's enough. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mara Bonois Yisrael Shegil Lepirkon V'Yigil Lashanim. So what is the rule? Bonois Yisrael, which they've reached Lepirkon. What does it mean Lepirkon? What does it mean Lepirkon? Lepirkon over here means that they are of age. Age of what? Pirkon means, right, it means the age of 12 and a half. It means that they become a nida. In other words, that they're becoming a dam nida prematurely. So something is wrong. They're giving way. They're becoming a nida when they're too young. So what should we do? What is the refuah? You go to the doctor. So this is what the doctor prescribes. If they're poor, they can't afford good insurance, then what you do is, Teiflois or son besid, they would smear sid over their body. And that somehow would change the nature of their body. They would not become a nida when they're too early in their life. Benois Ashirim, if they're very well, they have very good health insurance, then Teiflois or son besoiles, flour. That is a higher quality refuah. I guess there's less side effects. Vaita, benois mulachim. Let's say you're very rich. You have Blue Cross Purple Plan, right? Right. The Spitz health insurance. Teiflois asam b'shemen hamor. Then you use balsam oil. Shenemar shisha chodoshim b'shemen hamor. B'shisha chodoshim b'shemen. Right. 6 months in b'shemen hamor. My shemen hamor. Amar Rebun Barbar Baruchia Amar. Sitacht. What is sitacht? Sitacht is some exotic oil, which Rashi says is what? I don't know what it is. On the side of the Gemara, it says over here, Ois Gimel, it says Shemin Mevusam. It means balsam oil. Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Shemin Zayis. It means olive oil. Shleivia Shlish. That is Dayid one third. And Anpikinoin, what is Anpikinoin? This is the same thing. This is Shemen Zayis, Sheloi Yiviya Shlish. V'lamasach and Esau, Shemeshres HaSeir, removes here, V'ma'adim as a boss, and makes the flesh look beautiful. Okay, the Davening Marav, now we have to stop.
Thank you, my friend.
Laila Torah, thank you for joining me, okay? Good night.
Yeah. Thank you.